Mr. Britt Dye with us. Britt, tell us what's going on today.
Well, I know that we had some questions about some markings going on in Twin Oaks. We are getting some 811 calls of doing locates for the contractor. We'll be moving over there probably in the next couple of 3 weeks, by the end of the month, maybe, to start doing some duct work for the fiber installation. So if you see some markings going on, that's what it is, just getting locates done, make sure that we know what's in the ground. Twin Oaks is where we're going into, of where the markings are going on at this time. Contractors working on North Lincoln. Maybe today, some of the rest of the week, we are pouring a little bit of concrete on Washington Street. We're in that area. We do have a water leak at this present time that we have not found. We just know that it's a pretty good leak. We're running full pressure to keep our tanks filled. And, you know, if you see anything bubbling up out of the ground or something that's, you know, that it's just out of this world or something, please give us a call because we're trying to locate this leak. Also, be working next to the bridge on 64 Highway East. And, you know, we're still pushing as far as people working and getting all the work done that we have had so far with the winter weather. But we expected some leaks once the weather started warming up, the way that the ground moves from it being frozen during the cold weather. So I don't know how many. We could have several leaks, but I feel like that we got one pretty good-sized leak somewhere that we're trying to locate. Again, if you can help us out, if you see anything, please let us know.
You predicted this was going to happen during the extreme cold temperatures when it warmed up. This was going to happen, so it's here, and I think it's happening to everybody, not just us.
It is. That, you know, it's just the Mother Nature. You know, a lot of other systems are having the same problem we're having. I know the county might be having some problems as well, but talking to other systems, they're experiencing the same problem as far as, you know, when your ground starts thawing out a little bit from being frozen. This is what happens. And, you know, we're going to get it fixed as quick as we can. We just hope we can find it pretty quick.
How's our electric crews doing down in Mississippi?
Electric crews are doing great. They're down to a little over 6,000 customers. They started out around 16,000 customers. And we would be glad to help co-ops, our neighbors in the state of Tennessee. But what happens is when you have some systems that gets filled with contractors, line workers, you know, you got to have a place to stay, because we get questions, well, why not help those that's out in the state of Tennessee? There's no room, you know, for a lot of other utilities to come in and help out in the state of Tennessee. So there's a lot to it, you know, and people can assume a lot of different things, but just be sure, you know, when you talk about it or comment about it, know what you're talking about. That would help us and all the other utilities. So, you know, we're going to help all of our neighbors that we can when we can. Because one of these days, we're going to need it too. Because this one right here got very, very close to Lincoln County, right on the edge, you know, and it could have happened here just as much as it could have happened anywhere else.
Well, we did start out helping out in the Middle Tennessee Electric. We helped them out originally.
We did, and we got a lot of people's power restored up there. That was greatly appreciated. I hate what's going on in Nashville right now. And, you know, they'll handle their things the way they handle theirs, because not every co-op operates the same. We just know one thing for sure, that everybody is willing and going above and beyond to help each other. That's what we do. That's what all the other utilities do. And that's what we will continue to do.
All right. Anything else?
We will be hanging door hangers again on Bright Avenue. We'll be getting ready to do some work over there from North Lincoln down to North Main, and around from North Lincoln up to North Bellevue. We'll be doing some digging in that area. I don't know if it'll be this week or the first part of next week, but we got to get everything located, and so get prepared for that.
The door hangers will let them know that what we're doing there in their proximity of their home and where to park and that kind of thing.
No, that is correct.
All right. Anything else?
That's all I got right now.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.